Hello and welcome to Media Canvas, a show in which I consume a piece of media and then I review it. There is a bit of joy we found as kids playing with the toys that we had from a variety of different franchises and making up stories. To put one of the Power Rangers right next to a Ninja Turtle and either have them fight or team up against some bad guy that was too powerful for one of them, or to be on the playground with friends as kids and talk about characters we like and who's better, or pretend to be the characters from a variety of franchises and have them interact. As we grow older, maybe we change that up and start to write or read crossover fan fiction. Ultimately, the Interstitial Actual Play podcast is a group of friends playing a tabletop game in which they create a fan fiction as a group through any sort of fun ideas they might have. The game itself is called Interstitial, or Hearts Intertwined, and it uses a system of rules for dice rolls referred to as Powered by the Apocalypse. Inspired by the idea used in Kingdom Hearts, where you visit worlds and partake in the story going on there, or not, depending on what your group wants to do. Ultimately, the game leaves you with an infinite number of options for what you might want to do. This is because you and your group of friends might want to play completely original characters or embody a favorite character from any number of franchises you might come up with. This review is about the Actual Play podcast, the podcast in which they play the game itself. And that is partly because I have not played the game myself as of yet. I most definitely want to at some point, though, as listening to season 3 of the podcast reminded me of the joy a group of friends can have playing a tabletop game. This review is specifically for season 3 of the Interstitial Actual Play podcast, so I'll be moving into the focus in just a moment. But I do want to mention the earlier seasons and one-shots that are in the feed. Season 1 is a show leaning very heavily into the Kingdom Hearts inspiration that the game has, as that season was made because of a goal met for the podcast Got It Memorized, in which they promised they would produce a interstitial podcast as well. The first season has an interesting premise that ultimately is a decent listen. The second season steps away from the original inspiration and tells an originally unique story, and it really starts to show off the game's potential for fun things. Let's just say Sans from Undertale and a version of John Cena from a dystopian Earth future make for a weird pairing. But it works. The one-shot mini episodes vary in quality based on how interesting I found the concept more than anything. So, all that's mentioned, I'll go directly into season 3, which is what I'm actually reviewing. There is a genre of film that focuses on a heist. A big score to be made by a group of thieves, all bringing different skills to the table. This is the base premise for season 3 of Interstitial. What we get is a season that is very focused on creative thinking and roleplay. The combat is pushed up to 11 to encourage the getaway instead of having the players stand their ground. In a horror movie fashion, the enemies just keep coming, never seeming to be rushing, not running or chasing in a hurry, but just managing to keep up with the party at the times that bring the tension higher as the season goes on. All of this great storytelling is brought together by moments of sincere roleplay that make you grow to care about these versions of the characters. After all, the very basis of the game is to play a character you love from some other set of media and put your own twist on it. So, while they're not exactly the characters you might know, they are somehow more. Because the ideal traits that make the players want to represent that character are expanded upon in potentially interesting and new ways. Well, this doesn't always land and you can feel like a character might be doing something very out of place, it's nonetheless a fun ride to see what things others love about a character and how they imagine a character would approach a situation. The final conclusion of the season brings about an emotional end that really felt deserved. Every character felt like they went through a moment in life that brought about growth. what could have easily felt inappropriate for some of these characters if you take the direct inspiration from their source medium instead feels earned. The difficulty with the game interstitial is doing an actual play podcast is that it can take favorite characters people have and not live up to the expectations they have for those characters. And that's completely reasonable. You as a listener do not have to care for these versions of the characters because you have a version in your own head that is not the version that someone else envisions. My version of Raphael the Ninja Turtle is very different from your version of Raphael the Ninja Turtle if we both put them on paper and listed out everything about them that we could think of. The music for this season was done by Joe, and let's just say that it is absolutely a bunch of incredible capstones on moments of the season. I just have to say that it is really something else in a way that it brings another level of production to the entire podcast. Character-inspired music for those most important moments for a character, battle music to bring excitement or tension. I applaud Joe on creating music that makes the entire season feel even better on its already stellar production value. I really want to talk about the characters, but as I mentioned, these are all versions of a character as the player sees them. So instead, I'll just talk about the cast itself, who is fantastic. Joe does an absolutely fantastic job as the Game Master, bringing about a story with fun moments and stakes that drive the rest of the cast forward, with lots of fun references to various NPC characters he brings into the story. Franchises abound, including some obscure things I'd never heard of, which adds to a level of excitement because those are characters that this is my first interaction and I see somebody's favorite version of that character. Wheels plays Miles Edgeworth from the Ace Attorney games, which is a character I'm unfamiliar with, acting as a character who feels most out of place in the dangerous situations the group finds themselves in. They really bring about a believable growth to the character as someone who, while still afraid, takes things on with faith in the rest of the group. Riley brings the Ninja Turtle Raphael to the game as a more mature character than the hothead most of us might know, but lets that rash nature we do know of our favorite angry turtle shine through when it's most important to make you connect to the character. Jay decided to play Pidge Holt from Voltron Legendary Defender sometime after the series had ended, bringing a wonderful bit of what now that is often missed out when a character completes a grand journey and must discover a new purpose for their life. Finally, Blake plays Char Aznable from Zeta Gundam as the version that is attempting to run away from their past and the things they have done or may yet have to do. This group of characters, so disparate and strange for a heist story, is what really makes an RPG like Interstitial shine, because everyone has fun thinking about how the characters they love would interact with one another and the story that is the crossover fan fiction of Interstitial. If you can take the time to separate the characters from the media in which they originate and truly embrace the idealized versions of these characters that are in the Interstitial actual play season, there is a love letter to not only the characters involved, but also to tabletop games. The fun that everyone had can be heard in the recordings, and it is truly infectious. The absolute wonder that is the fan fiction bullshit of Interstitial is a joy to listen to, and that is why I give Interstitial Actual Play Season 3 a complete 5 out of 5. If you would like to follow me on social media, you can find me at DAMEKAGE.